Major developments out of Spain now. The ongoing territorial dispute in that country escalated today. The Catalan parliament declared independence, triggering a move by Spain to seize control of the region. We hear now from Sebastian Faber, professor of Hispanic studies at Oberlin College and author of Memory Battles of the Spanish Civil War. Sebastian, what's the latest?
The latest is that Catalonia and Spain are bracing for what looks like an unprecedented showdown after the Catalan parliament declared independence by a majority of votes, and the Spanish Senate in Madrid voted to approve the set of measures that were proposed to it by the Spanish government to basically take over the self-government that Catalonia has had since 1978. And those measures include removing the Catalan president from office, as well as all his heads of departments, and basically taking over the entire Catalan government, which, like I said, has ruled itself since 1978. This has never happened like this before. And among the things that might happen is a split of the Catalan government between people, public officials that will obey the government in Madrid and other public officials that might continue to want to obey the government of Catalonia, even though it won't formally exist as such any longer.
How does the Spanish government intend to actually control this?
That is not clear. I think the Spanish government will be careful to not project too much of a violent image. There was a referendum in Catalonia on October 1 where the security forces of the Spanish state tried through violence to prevent people from voting because the referendum had been declared unconstitutional and had been prohibited by the Constitutional Court. And the images of that police crackdown on peaceful voters in Catalonia travel the world and put the Spanish government in very bad light. So I can imagine that the Spanish government will try to do its best to avoid images like that to be generated again. At the same time, it seems to me that support for independence in Catalonia is big enough, and Catalonia's belief in its right to govern itself is strong enough for there to be severe and significant resistance to any effort from the Spanish government to actually implement the measures that were just approved by the Spanish Senate. I'm personally worried that the people who will suffer most from this confrontation will be the citizens of Catalonia who depend on public services, for example, or who might suffer from the economic consequences of what is going to happen, or who might suffer from the increasing tensions in civil society itself, among friends, within families, between colleagues.
And one of I lived in Barcelona for a few years, and one of the things I recall is that there are people who are both fiercely pro-Catalan and also fiercely pro-Spain, because that's their families are from there. So I could imagine there, like you said, there might be a lot of interpersonal tensions that are coming out as a result of this.
Yeah, and it's true that Catalonia is a very diverse society and people identify in different ways, like in any other country, right? The problem is a little bit now that you would think that these diverse opinions and diverse identifications could and should be managed politically through democracy, because that's what democracy is supposed to do. What we've seen happen today is really a failure of Spanish politics to properly manage and give a place to these different opinions and identifications.
What's your expectation for the next couple days?
My prediction is that the Spanish government will be meeting throughout the weekend and will communicate what exact measures it will take when to begin implementing the set of proposals approved today in the Spanish Senate. And then each of those announced measures will be met, no doubt, by a response from Catalonia. And that response, no doubt, will be one of resistance or refusing to acknowledge, with an eye to pushing Madrid to deploy force.
Sebastian Faber is professor of Hispanic Studies at Oberlin College and author of Memory Battles of the Spanish Civil War. Sebastian, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper, with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.